This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. So a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I am here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. So, $35 million cash buyer leaving a voicemail. That's great. Did you recognize his voice? You know who that is? That is Bob Talevi, owner of Talevi Liquors. I don't know where that came from and why we decided to do that. You know what? I don't even know if I wrote that. I think he might have just decided to call in. He was trying to talk to me and he just made a joke. I think that's what happened. So go into Talevi Liquors and ask for Bob and ask him, tell him you heard he was looking for a $35 million house. Ask him if you ever bought it. You heard it on Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Son of a gun. Today's guest, we'll see. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, plus Montecito only. Plus, I finally get a chance to tell you what happened 2 weeks ago when I did some year to date with Hope Ranch. But first, as I've done for the last 121 weeks, I'm going to tell you how many pending listings there are and what the median price is of those pendings. We have 88 pendings. That's for the week ending. Does the week ever end? It just keeps going on and on and on. August 14th, 2026. 88 pendings and a median price of $2.6 million. Let's confirm that. That is correct. 88. Now, last year at this time, 70 pendings. You know, it might be 83. I might have a typo there. I have 88 in one place and 83 in another. Either way, it's a good number. But the 2.6 million is accurate. Last year at this time, we had 70 pending with a median price of $2,750. We'll get to that later. So $2,006 is pendings. Are they going to close at the asking price? What is that going to do to the year-to-date median price of $2.2 million? And why hasn't the $2.2 million price gone up after a week of 26 sales? That was a big number last week with a median price of $2,350. Yet the year-to-date median price stuck at $2.2 million. That sounds like that TV show, I think it was Soap, when they asked all those questions. Remember that? Or she get Richard, why don't you play that music in the background for me? The dun, 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 dun. Okay. 88, okay, or 83, 88 pending, 2.6 million last week. It was 2,750,000. And now it's dropped to 2.6 million. And it kind of makes sense because then the week sales was the end of the week sales, 2,350,000. So that's why the median price of what's pending went down, because we had a good number, good median price of what's sold. But the number's been pretty consistent with the number of pendings each week, and that's why we're at 18.3 sales per week, which is up from last year's year-to-date 17.4 sales per week. Now, interestingly, 2025 ended up at 17.6 sales per week. So let's see what happens at the end of this year. The real question that I'm looking at is the $2.2 million year to date. Now, for the last 11 years, nine out of the last 11 years, and looking at the year to date median price and then comparing it to the year end median price, the median price all went down. Yet I gambled here and speculated that our year to date $2.2 million price, by the time we finish the end of the year, we're on week 33, so we got a lot of time left. Based on what I'm seeing on these median price of pendings, I'm guessing that the median price will go up by the end of the year. but it's a big gamble. Everything's riding. I'm putting it all on black. I think it could happen, and I think it might not happen. So it's going to be one of the two. Last year was an anomaly. You know, we had 2022, 2023, 2024. Everything was level. Last year, it bumped up. Year-to-date median price, $2,512,000. We had a lot of sales in Montecito and even a really high median price, $6 million year-to-date last year, 108 sales. This year, 87 sales, median price, $5,750,000 Montecito. And that's not a slouch. That's plenty. And compared to other years, that's plenty. And the median price is high as well. Now, the last year to date, $2,512,000 ended up at $2.4 million. So as I mentioned, 9 out of the last 11 years, whatever the year-to-date median price was for the first 33 weeks, by year end, it went down. So the prudent guess would have been to say that we'll end up lower than 2.2 million by the end of the year. Last, the 2024, it was 2,232, ended up at 2.2 million for the year. 2023 year to date, it was 2,225,000, ended up, what did it end up? 2023 ended up 2,223,850. So that, you can almost say that was the same. 2022 was 2,261,000 for the first 33 weeks, and it ends up at 2,212,000. So it went down. I'm trying to find one that went up. 2021 went down from 2 million down to 1,962,000. Okay, here's the one that went up. 2020. It was 1,475,000 for the first 33 weeks of the year, 2020, and we ended up at almost 1,600,000, 1,595,000. 1,600,000 sounds a lot higher. So that was a jump. And I won't read the rest of the numbers, but they all pretty much went down. One went up from 1,275,000 to 1,285,000. So that's something. But okay, so that's what's going on there. Now, days on market, year to date 17. Last year it was 16. Year before that 12. Year before that 11. But still, 17 days on market historically and hysterically is still on the low side. Montecito only, I mentioned already. Okay, so that's enough of that. As a reminder, the first 6 months of 2026, the median price, $2,212,500. And now it's gone down to 2.2 million. So that's the trend. The last 6 months of 2025, it was 2,285,000. It was still very high. Okay, enough of that. Now I want to go back 2 weeks. I didn't have the time. And I took a look at Hope Ranch, and I wish I had done this all the time. I looked at Hope Ranch only. You know, I thought I had looked at year to date and then year end on this sheet, but apparently not. But that's okay. Let's look at the week ending July 24th, 2026. 22 sales in Hope Ranch, $7,425,000. That's this year. 2025, for the same week ending July 24th, 2025, 18 sales. So this year, 22 sales, Hope Ranch. Again, this is a couple of weeks old. And then the year before, 18, 6.3 million. You go from 6.3 to 7.4. Again, Hope Ranch, not a ton of properties there, so very few sales, so it's going to fluctuate. The year before that, 2024, only 14 sales. A median price just over 6 million. So you see from 2024, 2025, 2026, you go from 14 sales, 18 sales, 22 sales in Hope Ranch. Now, we did have 20 sales in Hope Ranch through July 24th, 2026. And that median price, $5.7 million. So good for Hope Ranch. We love Hope Ranch, don't we, Brian? And I also looked at 2 weeks ago without Hope Ranch in Montecito. And this year, again, for the week ending July 24th, 2026, so it's a little old, 441 sales, median price, $1,945,000. When last year it was 399 sales, median price, $2,047,000. So that's $100,000. But we had 42 more sales. So it spreads it out. The year before that, fewer sales, 365 sales without Hope Ranch in Montecito, median price just under $2 million. And the year before that, $1,009,000. The year before that, $1,950,000. So again, the levelness of 22, 23, and 24. But it dropped without Hope Ranch and Montecito, and Montecito only dropped. Hope Ranch did not drop. It went up, but not enough to move the needle because it's only 22 sales. Okay, so that's a recap of Hope Ranch only and without Hope Ranch and Montecito. The rest of us, Festivus for the rest of us. And just finally, inventory, 227 listings are on the market for the week ending August 14th, 2026. These are not in escrow. Last year at this time, 265. So we have more sales and we have fewer inventory. And then if you go back for those years that are the level years, it was like 125, 173, 150 listings on the market at the 33rd week of the year. 2021 was a little higher, 275 listings. And then when you go back to 2020 to 2017, 460 sale listings on the market. 2018 was lower, 415 sales. That was the debris flow year. So maybe, you know, there was a pullback there. So that's inventory. When you look at 450 listings on the market versus today, 227, that's a huge drop. No inventory. That's the story. That was from my song. That's the no inventory is the story. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Take a quick break. And my guest, well, you know what? We're just going to see who's going to call in. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.